Oh, peace train sounding louder. Not on the peace train. Come on. Been crying lately, thinking about the world as it is. Why must we go on hating? Why can't we live in bliss? 'Cause out on the edge of darkness, there rides a peace train. Oh, peace train, take this country. Come take me home again. Oh, peace train sounding louder. Come on, the peace train. Is peace train only rolling?
Can everyone jump on the peace train? Ooh. Come on, come on, come on.
Yes, come on, peace train. Hey, yes, it's the peace train.
You're listening to 91.5 WMFO in Medford. This is the Astro Hour. This is season 7 of the Astro Hour, the premiere. My name is Zach Going. I'm a senior at Tufts. And this is season 7. I'm not exactly quite sure of the season number, to be totally honest, but I've been manufacturing it over the past few years, I want to say. I want to say season 4 is when I had the idea to do this, that if I started labeling them right, I could get a final season 7 before I graduate, and I think that's what I wanted. Seeing as some of my favorite television shows had amazing season 7s when they ended. So we're going to stick with that today. And in honor of that, we are going to talk today about things that have had amazing 7th iterations. Movies, television are the big ones, and there's like one music example that's kind of a hand wave just so that I can mention Jack White, and then the rest are movies and television. But it's gonna be great. It's gonna be amazing. I think a lot about this stuff, and I wrote like 5 notes last night about this, so we're gonna go with those notes, and we're gonna play some music on the way there. That was Peace Train by Cat Stevens, or should I not sure if I should call him Yusuf. Like, I guess it's preferred. I don't know. And I don't exactly... That song is more of a guilty pleasure of mine, so I played it while I had some extra time right beforehand, and as is Brody Quest, which you heard even before that. We got more songs that I think are either emblematic of the show as a whole that we're going to play, or just ones that I've played 1,000 times on the show. And would love to play again. Most notably, like the last 2 to 4 songs are some repeats that I love, love, love. And actually, the next one is a repeat that I love. Okay, so maybe this whole thing is repeats that I love, love, love. But I don't care. Because it's my show. And here we go. With Inspectors of Inspectors.
Oh, the forces use them. Specters and inspectors won't guide you to. Don't fight the forces, use them. Inspectors and inspectors won't guide you to. Don't fight the forces, use them. Inspectors and inspectors won't guide you to. Don't fight the forces, use them. Inspectors and inspectors won't guide you to. Don't fight the forces, use them. Inspectors and inspectors won't guide you to. Don't fight the forces, use them. Inspectors and inspectors won't guide you to. Dare to be.
Into my life, out of my dreams. I don't need another change. Still you forced your way into my scheme of things. You say we're growing, growing heart and soul. But this age of grand delusion, you walked into my life out of my dreams. We'll be right back. scheme of things.
That was David Bowie with Word on a Wing. Live from somewhere. It's one of those weird live albums that Spotify finds, or I don't know if it's Spotify that put it out, but you know, one of those ones where like they just like find a soundboard from some random concert and they're like, oh, we can sell this, you know. But it was really good. I found that a couple weeks ago, and I really dug it. Before that was Joan Jett with I Love Rock and Roll and Driftless Pony Club with Inspectors of Inspectors. I was thinking as I was listening to I Love Rock and Roll just then that I like love that like just little like thing at the end, you know, that it really just like just that fuzz in the background. I love that. So, two things with amazing seventh iterations. We're going to start with movies here. We're going to start with the seventh movie in one of my favorite I don't know if you could call it a series of films of all time, which is the seventh Muppet movie, which is the one with Jason Segel from 2012. I think the way I view it, if you have a movie series that has seven iterations, or like a TV show that has seven seasons, or like anything that has lasted for like that long an amount of time, you've got like a choice. You can either try to reinvent yourself or try to go back to the past to see like what made the thing good in the first place. And that's what the Muppets did really well. Like that Muppet movie is like extremely nostalgic, but also not in a bad way. You know, it's very easy to make something that's extremely nostalgic like extremely terrible as well. But that Muppet movie manages to pull at your heartstrings while also like having a great amount of like new jokes that hadn't been done by the Muppets before and new songs, right? They brought in the Flight of the Conchords people to do all the music for that. Like, or that might have been the one, only the one after that. I forget. Regardless, it's amazing. That being said, I do think the movie after that is like more of a Muppet movie. Is like more fun, goes like in like more interesting places, right? If the idea of the Muppets is that they're always kind of pushing boundaries, right? That like none of the Muppet movies up until that one were like the same thing, then that means Muppets Most Wanted is like more in that theme. But the Muppets with Jason Segel, which was just called the Muppets, is just like, oh man. Like you're just like the whole plot is just that they're getting the Muppets back together again. It's brilliant. And I think in that same vein is another movie that is the seventh iteration of its series, which is Star Wars The Force Awakens, which is awesome, right? Like, is a movie that's just like, that's just subtextually about like, what does Star Wars mean to people, right? In the same way that The Muppets was a movie about like, what do the Muppets mean to people, right? Like, literally the main characters are like fans of the Muppets in the same way that in Star Wars The Force Awakens, like the main characters are like fans of Star Wars, right? It's all this like metatextual like continuity, right? And it's awesome. You know, I think Star Wars The Force Awakens like is not as exciting as The Last Jedi, which I think is the second best Star Wars movie ever, because like that one actually like challenged the form a little bit, but it's still fun and it shows reverence, right? And it's, I think The Muppets and Star Wars The Force Awakens are movies that aren't afraid to say that it's like fun to love this stuff, you know? Whereas their sequels were movies that were like, it's fun to love this stuff, but we can make new stuff with it. So I think those are two great seventh iterations of something. And those are the only two movies that I'm going to be talking about, because I think it's very hard to make the seventh movie in a series interesting. And I don't really know what I would classify as like the seventh Marvel movie, you know, and it was probably a bad one. It was probably like Thor The Dark World or like Captain America The Winter Soldier, which, unpopular opinion, I didn't really like. And I don't think those like count, right? Because those are also like the second one in like their series, but whatever. Dumb. Star Wars The Force Awakens, amazing. Seventh Star Wars movie. The Muppets, amazing. Seventh Muppet movie. Here we go with some more music before we start talking about music and television in this series of sevens. And speaking of nostalgia, here's something extremely nostalgic and amazing. We'll be right back.
queen from a movie scene. I said, don't mind, but what do you mean? I am the one who will dance on the floor in the round. She said, I am the one who will dance on the floor in the round. She told me her name was Billie Jean, and she called to see.
Too soon, she called me to her room. Hey, hey, Billie change our world. Feeling how I feel, I'll accept the unreal. If you be my no-eyed girl.
Water flowing underground into the blue again after the money's gone. Once in a lifetime. beautiful house. You may tell yourself, this is not my beautiful wife.
Letting the days go by.
That was Once in a Lifetime by the Talking Heads off of Stop Making Sense. Another live one, just because I thought that'd be fun. Thought it'd be fun. That was Once in a Lifetime. Before that was Lemon Demon with No Eyed Girl off of Spirit Phone. Great album. And before that was Weezer's cover of Billie Jean off of the Teal album, which dropped last night at like midnight. And it was amazing. It was an amazing moment. I got the email like 10 minutes afterwards and listened to the whole thing. It was fantastic. Almost the whole thing. I think I listened to a couple this morning. And it's a great day whenever literally anybody that I see on Spotify right now is listening to Weezer. That's pretty fun. That is pretty fun. Here's a PSA for all of you. Medford Conversations is happy to announce that registration is open for their 2019 Conversation Series. Medford Conversations is a volunteer collaboration that arranges small discussion circles guided by trained facilitators. Over the past 2 years, more than 100 members of the Medford community have made new connections with their neighbors as they engaged in a con- in a con- in conversations on diversity and accessibility issues in Medford. This year's conversations will be centered on questions of identity and belonging in Medford and beyond. Participation in the series is free, but pre-registration is required. Registration for this year's series closes on February 15th, so be sure to register soon. Please visit medfordconversations.org to register or learn more. A public service message from medfordconversations.org and WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio. Sounds really cool. Didn't know that existed. And it sounds like a very valuable experience for the city and anyone in the surrounding community. If I had time, I'd do it. But I'm a student. So, you know. Go do that. Sounds fun. What do we have next in our series of seventh installments that we're talking about? So, a quick disclaimer. When I first brought this up to my girlfriend last night, she goes, Harry Potter, when we're talking about seventh installments. I need to explain why I'm not putting Harry Potter on this list. Because Harry Potter 7 to me isn't a seventh installment. It is like the conclusion of this one cohesive thing, right? The movies that I mentioned beforehand were all like movies that no one ever knew would really exist until they did. And I think like a season of a television show or a seventh album in a series, right? Like you don't know that that's ever going to actually exist. It just kind of does, right? Like you work on the sixth thing and then you're like, what's next? You know? I think the album I was going to mention is Jack White's first solo album, Blunderbuss, which is the first album he did after the six White Stripes albums, not including the side projects, which honestly kind of hand wavy. So we're going to skip it. We're going to skip it and go to season 7 of The Office, which I think is one of the most brilliant seasons of The Office because it had to deal with like actual changes within the cast, right? That's the season Michael leaves. Is it the season Pam and Jim have a baby? It might be the season that Pam and Jim have a baby. I'm pretty sure it's the season Pam and Jim have a baby. Spoiler alert. The first season with the new boss when they bring in Will Ferrell for like 4 episodes. Personally, I think it's like the best way they could have ended the series was the way season 7 ended. That being said, if they knew that like that season was going to be their last season, they would have waited for Steve Carell to leave like on the last episode, right? And they would have wrapped everything up nice. But I think it's like perfect the way it is. And you can just skip seasons 8 and 9, like not because they're not funny, which they aren't, but just because they don't really add anything new. You know, all of the things that were set up in the first couple seasons are all wrapped up by the end of season 7. And it ends on this super funny moment of just not knowing who the new boss is going to be because they couldn't possibly replace Steve Carell, which is a problem that they faced for the remaining seasons. I think 7 seasons is the perfect length for any television show, as we will talk about in our final segment of this after the next few songs with my 2 favorite television shows, which each lasted 7 seasons. But in the meantime, let's go to more music. And, ooh, this is an interesting one. Oh, okay, yeah, we're going to go with this.
Baby, when I met you, there was peace unknown. I set out to get you with a fine-tooth comb. I was soft inside. There was something going on. You do something to me that I can't explain. Hold me closer and I feel no pain. Every beat of my heart, we got something going.
The same arrangement, I go out and fight the fight. Still I always feel the strangest strangement. Nothing here is real, nothing here is right. I've been making shows of trading blows, just hoping no one knows that I've been going through the motions, walking through the part. Nothing seems to penetrate my heart. I was always brave and kind of righteous, now I find I'm wavering. Grave, you find this fight just doesn't mean a thing.
She ain't got that swing.
Thanks for noticing.
She is pretty well with fiends from hell, but lately we can tell that she's just going through the motions, faking it somehow. She's not even half the girl she. Oh.
Will I stay this way forever? Sleepwalk through my life's endeavor.
How can I repay?
Whatever. I don't wanna be going through the motions, losing all my drive. I can't even see if this is really me, and I just wanna be
That was Islands in the Stream by Dolly Parton and Kenny Rogers. I've been informed that it was Dolly Parton's birthday last week. Happy birthday, Dolly Parton. You were the thing that I use when people say that I don't like country music. And after that was two songs, one from each. So one of them was from the sixth season of a show that I'm about to mention. The other one is from the seventh season of a show I'm about to mention. But two amazing seventh seasons of Buffy the Vampire Slayer and The West Wing. I'm currently wearing a West Wing hat because I love both of these shows so much. They both, I think I've watched them both multiple times. I think I've watched Buffy multiple times. I must have at some point. And both of them have like the same approach to a seventh season. They both knew that their seventh season would be their final season, much like me with this show. And both of them were very focused on not only concluding it for their characters, but also like moving forward, right? Season 7 of The West Wing is all about the presidential election of the next president, right? That's what the jet airliner is used in some montage with the Democratic candidate. And then Buffy is all about, most of it's about Buffy. She's training new Slayers throughout the entirety of Season 7. That's the point of Season 7. And she's literally fighting Satan. It's a brilliant season. I think Buffy is at the point now where it's like, actually, I think it's as old as The West Wing. Both of those shows are very old, but I think The West Wing has gotten like more attention recently just because of like liberal fantasy, right? Like, I know more people who've watched The West Wing than have watched Buffy. And I think everyone should watch both. So go watch both. And go look at their seventh seasons, because both of them had like this dip during season 6 where everyone was like, has the show lost its feeling? And then they like push it through with the last one. You know, Buffy didn't even know it was going to get 7 seasons. They thought it was canceled after 5, you know, but they pushed it through. Anyway, this has been the Astro Hour, the season 7 premiere. We're talking about sevens. Thank you so much for listening. It's been a pleasure. This has been all my music today. I've got like one more song that I'm going to close with off of the 7th album of Jack White. And stay tuned. Tune in to Strike the Box next week, Thursdays, noon. Then the week after that, me, Thursdays at noon, for the next episode of the final season of the Astro Hour. Thank you so much for listening. I'm just stalling so that I can do the station ID. Here we go, 91.5 WFMN Medford. This has been the Astro Hour. Thank you for listening. Goodbye.
about 17. Big as well as strong. Playing my favorite song. And I could tell it wouldn't be long that he was with me. Yeah, me. And I could tell it wouldn't be long that he was with me. It's all the same. So can I take you home where we can be alone? And next we're moving on. He was with me, yeah, me. Next we're moving on.